coming your way live from a top secret location in Redondo Beach. You're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. It's Steve Aspel, Aspel on the Esplanade, and I'm sitting here trying to make a little noise here with South Bay J Cruise.
How you doing?
We're doing good. I'm doing good. We're at a top secret location here in Redondo Beach.
Yep.
And
I wonder if anyone's figured it out by now.
Oh, I use that top secret location moniker at my own house sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
On a post, Facebook post or something.
Just click it on there to see what's going on. And my address is out there. It's easy to find.
Right.
I don't know why I don't bother posting it on Facebook. But there are too many. You know what? I don't need to get out anymore. If somebody really wants to find me, they can find me easy.
Uh-huh.
It's a matter of public record anyway. So it, how you been? What's going on?
I'm good. I ate way too much over the holiday. I mean, Thanksgiving night and Friday.
You
I was
did?
Just like, felt
coma.
Like a bowling ball of...
bowling ball of food.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite thing?
The turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
You know,
all the other stuff, it's like, whatever.
Do you wish you had turkey more than once a year?
Not really.
Yeah, not really.
I'm good. I mean, I have turkey sandwiches.
Well, yeah, we still
get that. But
I made some turkey burritos. They're frozen now.
Ah, okay.
I made soup.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, I haven't eaten it.
Yeah, turkey soup's great. Turkey sandwiches are good.
Yeah, I have. I didn't want to. I said, I'm not going to waste anything. My wife's getting all mad. You're making soup, you're going to make a mess. And which I did.
Sure.
And I can, you know, this many years into our marriage, I just don't, I'll kind of clean up, put the dishes away, but I'll stop. Because I can wipe the counter down, clean the stove.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't, won't matter. She'll do it again. She'll do it again. She'll look for, she comes in and smells bacon.
Yeah.
She wipes everything down like there's bacon grease.
Okay.
And it's getting worse, right, Pam? It is getting worse. I mean, I swear to God, she'll be going to the head with me sooner or later and have to wipe for me or something. She's a wiper. Yeah, we had turkey, had my son-in-law's dad and his wife there, and my son-in-law's mom.
Cool.
They come every year at our house. And we had a small crowd. Some of the kids couldn't make it from Pam's, my stepkids from Utah. Bubba couldn't make it out. But anyway, it was fun. We had a lot of leftovers, and I killed the rest of the bird stuff with making burritos. I usually make burritos out of leftover taco meat or anything. So put them together, got some refried beans out, and got some monster burritos, and they're in the freezer now waiting to go.
That's cool.
But I did cut them up in smaller pieces and, you know, used a little Mexican seasoning and all that. So it was good. So a number of turkey sandwiches.
Getting creative with the carcass.
I am. I boiled the carcass for like 10 hours to make my soup.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, now it's all gone. We put it away in the freezer, I think, except for the soup. I probably won't be able to eat it. I didn't put it in the freezer. Oh, my God. Anyway, it's a nice Thanksgiving. And now it's coming into Christmas.
Yeah.
My wife takes everything so seriously in these holidays.
Uh-huh.
And more so than I do. So it gets... I can't wait till January 2nd.
Yeah, I'm completely holiday agnostic.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, I'm just going to... They're pretty much the commercialized rituals to spend and do things.
Well, yeah.
You know, we're told exactly what to do, exactly what to buy, exactly what to eat, exactly what to do. And it's like, you know, maybe a holiday, we should just try something on our own.
We are told what to eat.
Yeah. We're going to go through it all again once we get through this one.
Well, we have just about seven or eight years ago, I took the family to Ireland for Thanksgiving.
Much difference.
And we had turkey dinner in Waterford, Ireland at a beautiful hotel, and they have turkey dinner every night.
I was going to say, you said last week, that's pretty much their, like our meat, our hamburger, cheeseburger.
They have it every night. And then, I think I told you before on the show that once we all flew to Hawaii, and we met my daughter there. And that was probably my best, even better than Ireland.
Yeah.
Because we got off the flight, my daughter picked me up in her car that we shipped over to her, and then we went to the Yard House
Yes.
Pastrami sandwich and a half a dozen cocktails, probably. Anyway, we just had a ball because there was no urgency to have turkey.
Right.
Or to decorate or anything like that. So it was way fun. We have traditions here that are kind of gnarly. My wife used to have to go to Mass on before Christmas, Saturday at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because the Catholics realized they weren't getting enough people into Mass on Sunday morning.
So they extended it, like Black Friday or something.
Yeah, so you got to, it was early.
Uh-huh.
Go early. They went to midnight Mass, and which was killing people. Because anyway, they knew that people would go to midnight.
Because it's at midnight.
They go at midnight.
You know, and it's cold.
And they would leave at halftime, right after the communion.
Yeah.
So I call it halftime.
That's exactly what it is.
And that's what we did. My whole family does that. Anyway, they moved it up to 4 or 5 o'clock the day before.
Uh-huh.
And when your kids go to parochial school, like ours went to St. Lawrence, you better go to Christmas Mass.
Yeah.
Because the Monsignor is looking for new meat or something. I don't know. He was a good guy, but he did some bad stuff. It wasn't that kind of bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, he did ship a guy away.
Uh-huh.
He got in trouble for that. So anyway, we used to go and ditch out at halftime because we had the prime rib in the oven because we let it burn.
Now, is that where the Irish goodbye started? Was it the Irish Catholics doing
I don't know how it started. I just know. Well, we call it the Hennessy goodbye, which is the Irish goodbye.
Uh-huh.
So for future reference, anybody listening, if I'm ever in a room with you or at a party or any place and I just disappear, don't be offended.
That's the Irish goodbye.
It is. Well, I figured, Paul Hennessy, this is open information. It's not like it's some company secret.
Mm-hmm.
He'll look at you and go, I have to go check my computer or I have to do something.
Yeah.
And that's his cue. He's leaving. Because if he's in one of his places and he says goodbye to everybody, he'll be there for two hours.
He'll be there closing and doing the books. Yeah.
So I was with him once and when I was mayor,
mm-hmm.
and I had to leave, and he said, just walk out with me.
Yeah.
I go, I got to say goodbye to like 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, if you say goodbye to one, you got to say goodbye to them all.
Yeah.
So I blew out, and I didn't get in trouble at all.
Yeah.
And people notice that when the mayor's leaving.
Right.
Knows when the mayor gets there. So anyway, I do that now, Pam. And if I'm in a room or any place in the world, and I look at Pam, or she looks at me, and she says, Hennessy,
uh-huh.
that does not mean buy me a cocktail.
Right.
It means I'll meet you at the car in 5 minutes.
Nice.
Don't say goodbye.
Yep.
Because it just gets... Why are you leaving? You can't leave. Blah, blah, blah.
I know. I have one more. You know.
I'm going to another party. It doesn't matter. It's none of your business. So, but anyway, we Irish goodbye. I don't know why the Mass. That's probably a different thing. That's Italians. Remember the Roman Catholic Church. It's not the Irish Catholic Church.
Uh-huh. So, well, it's a little different. So, yeah.
I don't know. Same thing. They,
uh-huh.
they have to believe the same lies.
Okay. So,
okay. And you know, my old jokes don't go over well. You know, I said they canceled Easter because they found the body.
Oh.
Yep,
too soon, too soon.
Yeah, too soon. It's only a couple thousand years away. Yeah,
too soon.
But we got this new stove a few weeks ago.
We
talked about, new oven. And it's got that gadget goes to your phone, Bluetooth.
Okay.
But you don't have to be in the same room. You can be in Europe.
Uh-huh.
So my daughter looks at Pam and goes, well, now that you have that, you don't have to worry about leaving Mass early. Because you can start it from Mass.
Uh-huh.
Start the oven. I said, no, it's not going
to
work that way.
It's never a good idea to leave a oven on at home unattended.
Well, we've already had a fire. So not because of the ovens, because we'd be cooking, boiling stuff wrong outside.
Uh-huh.
However, I just cured the problem. We're not going to go.
You're a genius.
Why even set the foot?
You're a genius. See, that's why I'm like, why bother?
I did kind of miss. It's interesting. As people are listening right now who are Catholics, whether they're... where they're still practicing, you know, emphatically practicing, or they're falling away,
mm-hmm.
or they're Jack Catholics, whatever you want to call them, they understand about having to get there early on Christmas.
Yeah.
And when you go to Christmas Mass, the people that go every week or that have kids there, go to school or they're whatever,
yeah,
they sit there and bitch all day, all night long about the people that only show up for holidays.
Fair weather Catholics.
And they take away our seats.
Uh-huh.
And you're supposed to welcome people in and not criticize
them.
That's true.
They're
always showing up. That's the, you know, the Christian way, is to welcome people.
Yep.
But true Catholics don't.
Yeah.
You know, they don't welcome anybody. Especially if you're a different color. And they also, I'm going to get in trouble, but they don't want people to take their personal seats.
Yeah.
And everybody that goes to Mass at any church. No, they go to the same seat every time.
Pretty much.
The same spot in the pew.
People do that at restaurants, bars if they can.
They do.
They like to sit at the same cornered seat, whatever.
But I don't try and figure excuses to get out of bars.
Yeah, no.
You know, I have lately. It's not as much fun. I haven't been drinking.
Yeah.
So, you know, sitting around bars where everybody's messed up, I'll just go home.
Right.
You know, we go to mass.
That's the best time for the Irish goodbye. You just say, oh, yeah, I just forgot to say goodbye.
We're
like,
out
oh,
here.
I
we're
forgot
out,
a lot of stuff
here.
That
you
night.
Were just drunk and I wasn't.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I did say goodbye. You forgot.
You
that's,
forgot.
That's
you
the
were
one.
You were messed up.
That's
yeah.
adamant. I did say goodbye.
I wasn't drinking. I had two gummies, though. But other than that, it was fine. Anyway, that's the Catholic way. We have to get home and cook our prime rib, which is now going to have to sell part of my house or get roommates. After the prime rib to feed everybody in our family is going to be a couple hundred bucks. Just
yeah.
for the one roast.
Yeah. So that's you have that at
inflation.
Midnight after the Mass?
No, we have it at like 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, good. I was going to say.
No, well, usually it's about 6 or 7. Yeah. Well, the new rules the last 5 or 6 years is Pam and Steve don't go.
Yeah.
We don't go to the church. No. I know that Jesus was born on Christmas Day. Okay, but
he's probably born in August.
That's where
we need to put Christmas because there's no holidays in August.
It should be always on a Friday, so we have the weekend afterwards.
Yep.
Like Super Bowl should have a day off afterwards. Everybody.
Or they should move it to Saturday.
They should move it. They won't. They should
keep
the Super Bowl Sunday, but get the week the Monday off.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl's a bigger event than Christmas nowadays.
In my book, it is.
I believe
it
is.
That's the one holiday for me, Super Bowl
it's a
Sunday.
Holiday, yeah.
To me, it's a holiday. Everything else, take a number.
You know, and with Easter, they found it. Never mind. My family loves the holidays. We have all the kids over.
Yeah.
And I do love Christmas. And I'm still up in the air on New Year's half the time. I go sometimes. We never last till midnight anymore.
I know that's crazy talk.
It is crazy. but this 'tis the season for holidays. I'm rambling. We got Halloween,
uh-huh.
And then the people, especially if you're on social media or just talking to friends or whatever, the true Americans, they hate when you have Halloween coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And somebody sees a turkey out front or a Thanksgiving decoration,
right.
They start going crazy on social media. Or no one's got the balls to do to your face.
Right, right.
They'll go on social media. Oh my God, there's Thanksgiving things up. You go to the markets, right? They already have Thanksgiving.
Of course.
And then about 2 days before Thanksgiving, that stuff vaporizes.
Usually it's 2 weeks. It's up to 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then it vaporizes. You got Christmas.
Yep.
And you go to Hobby Lobby or something like that, which I found I'm not supposed to go to.
Right.
But I'm going. So I don't care.
It's funny. A friend of mine a couple of years ago went there, and they're like, how come nobody told me about this place? And I'm like, there's a little hullabaloo about them that you just didn't hear.
Yeah, I don't care. There's something else. People Hobby Lobby, they're not open on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone said they wouldn't put up any Hanukkah things.
Okay.
I was there. I didn't hear about that one.
Go
look. I just saw that somewhere the other day.
Again, I don't decorate for nothing.
Yeah, I don't.
So I don't care. I don't need Hobby Lobby. Any decoration store can
I go there and buy stuff to make my cages with. And little butterflies and paint things.
Legitimate
hobby. It's really cool
stuff. Legitimate hobby.
But because of their rules, they don't open on Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't care. That's their own business.
Yeah. Do that and go get a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny. Every Sunday, I have an urge for a Chick-fil-A. I'll walk back. Oh, there's no line. I go, oh, yeah, Sunday. Of course there's no line.
Well, it must not do as well as In-N-Out, because In-N-Out's always open.
Of course.
Different owners.
It's funny. I was coming home Sunday night. I was starving. I'm like, it's In-N-Out night. I drove past one on the way home. I go, I'll get one of the ones in the South Bay. So I end up on the one on Hawthorne Boulevard, and I look up and I see the line. I go, 12 cars. That's not so bad. I don't feel like really getting out.
Yeah.
And then I pull into the line. And there's like another 12. I'm like, I'm going to get out, go in, eat my food. And I know for a fact I'll have finished my meal and have indigestion by the time that guy gets his order.
Did you? Just about.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I'm not going to wait 45 minutes in line when I can go in. And I walked in. I was like three steps in. The guy at the counter's like, can I take your order? And I'm like, sure. It's such a contrast. So people, if you ever have the In-N-Out urge, just go in the diner, order
That's
it,
funny.
Bring it out to your car if you want, eat it there. You'll be done by the time the last person in line is
That is amazing.
Is
I haven't had In-N-Out in over 15 years.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I went to a golf tournament in San Diego when I was still a district manager at Farmers, and the way back, my buddy says, he was driving, we pulled an In-N-Out burger in San Clemente.
Mm-hmm.
It was the second time I've ever had it, and it was really good.
Yeah.
But I haven't been back. My wife refuses.
Mm-hmm.
She'll eat a burger, but she doesn't want that one.
That's literally like the one fast food I'll
go for. Don't go that far, honey, but we don't stop.
Yeah.
And we drive to the river. We usually stop at a Subway in a truck stop of America and get a healthy sandwich.
Right.
But I had a burger last night. A couple of them. Anyway, we made them ourselves.
Cool.
But I
got
to go to the In-N-Out Burger. But I'll walk in. But you notice all these coffee shops on PCH or wherever, they're closing down. They don't have drive-thru.
Oh, yeah.
We have to have drive-thru. Now, it's amazing. I really haven't done this in a long time, a drive-thru. Do they take credit cards?
Yeah, they do.
They do, okay.
I've seen people hand them cards.
Okay.
And I'm like, using... Okay, I'm just
people
like,
don't have carry cash much anymore. A lot of places want your credit card.
It depends. I mean, there's some places that are cash only, like that place Fanny's in Redondo Beach that has a great breakfast burrito. They're cash only.
Yeah, really.
And then there's other places that are no cash.
I live like 500 yards from that Fanny's. It's on Avenue C. I'm on Avenue D.
Yeah.
It's one block west of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there since before the pandemic anyway, but those aren't the best burritos, trust me. Everybody's right. I mean, everybody's not ragging on them.
They're raving about them.
And they, on a Sunday morning, you might see 20 people outside. They don't go in, you can't go inside.
Right.
The guy still thinks the pandemic's going on. Seriously, that's why you can't go inside.
That's nuts.
And
there you are.
That's his belief, so.
There was a place I went to recently that had a desk at the door, and I was like, is this 2000? I was like, tripping too. I was like, are we? Come on.
It was a dispensary.
No, it wasn't. It was.
Well, there's a place that everybody raving about, including it was in two of the local newspapers.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot remember the name of it, but it used to be Pinky's Barbecue used to be there, Hermosa Beach, and now it's blah, blah, blah. It's a deli. Something. People come from near and far.
Darren's or Barron's or
Barra's Bar. I'll look it up. I've never been, but everybody raving about it. I guess they're amazing, but I don't want potatoes or rice in my burrito. Nope,
yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
I want the meat, the cheese, and salsa and refried beans. Other than that, no potatoes and rice. That's a filler.
Right.
But tamales. There's a couple of markets over on the way to my daughter's house in Carson that we stop at to get tamales.
Okay.
And they're really good.
Yeah.
You don't buy tamales over in Redondo Beach. You go to a restaurant, you're fine. But you buy tamales at a market, you're getting a tamal.
No, unless you got a personal friend who know a lot of people that do the homemade tamales. And they'll give them away for a nice price.
They will. Know? I know some friends that... they take the garage over every on a corner over in Torrance. Every December they produce hundreds and hundreds of tamales per day.
Oh wow!
And they also own a couple of flower stores and stuff. So
and now tamales I can get into.
They're good. I like what's probably my favorite food.
I like Mexican food a lot. So
Mexican
you
food.
Know,
you know it's I unfortunately I eat it all everything. But Mexican Italian.
Yeah.
German. We made some German food the other night. It was pretty good.
I think there'll be some Italian food going for Christmas. Maybe some lasagna.
Lasagna. We're here?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I believe so. See, I'm way more into that than, like, I can't eat ham. That's just too much sodium, salt.
Really?
And then, when you think of where it comes from, it's like,
I don't like pig. I eat pig all the time. I think
other parts of the pig. I just don't like its butthole, which is ham.
Oh, well, some people like the butt better.
Yeah, some
you're not
people
a butt
are,
guy,
some
huh?
people are eating the butt.
Yeah, okay, you sound like Pulp Fiction.
I know.
It's a swine.
Pork chops taste good.
Yeah, exactly.
I like bacon, I like sausage.
I have some pork ribs on my smoker as we speak.
Pork ribs are fine. I just don't like ham.
Ham.
I think that was Sam Jackson's thing, too. He decided, he didn't eat pig.
Pig. You know, I want swine.
Yeah.
The... Ham, I never thought about being... Well,
I went to
pork butt is actually pork shoulder.
Right. Well, they differentiate it. But, you know, one time I was at the, you know, the radio station up in San Jose I work for. We were always at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds for the duration of the fair. It was like a three-week ordeal. By week number two, we all needed to go to, like, rehab. We're all just filling up on the cheap, you know, beer carts and everything. Yeah. And, you know, just seeing people at the fair and just, you know, it's hot and this and that. Anyway, after a while, you know, you kind of take a walk because there's, you know, people with booths, you know, people stop by our booth, you go by and visit theirs. And then I went into the livestock exhibit. And I tell you, man, that was an education. You know, that's where I looked up and I just happened to notice, because I think Pulp Fiction had just come out. And I did look up and I saw a pig and I go, you know, I've eaten it before and it didn't taste so bad, but I'm going to have to rethink that. And then it's just too salty for me. And now I see why they put so much salt on it, because you don't know where that ham has been.
Jesus. So, well, the ham's been the same. I'm reading right now on an overview. Ham comes from the hind leg of a pig, specifically the upper portion from the hip to the knee. They're being nice.
Say,
because the pork shoulders, they call it pork butt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I never try to analyze it because, you know, they say these are ham, pig cheeks.
Yeah.
Or cow cheeks. Everybody says it's very tasty, but it sounds gross.
Mm-hmm.
Pork rinds. Ugh, just,
oh, those are horrible.
But the fresh ones with a lot of salt, they're good. You can't. I know. Come
well,
on,
I think it's
buddy.
Just fried pig skin is what it is.
Everybody I know, my friends were meat cutters.
Yeah.
But I never was. But I did tour a couple factories in Vernon when I was working at Safeway.
Vernon. Say no more.
And you eat hot dogs?
Very rarely.
Well, you ate a hot dog, you were eating butt, you were eating everything.
Well, there's a Dan Aykroyd quote in the movie where he goes, those are made of lips and assholes.
Yep. Well,
I quit eating them the next day.
So are hookers. Yeah, so we have a cow, everything, all the parts.
Yeah.
In fact, about 5 years ago, my kids gave me another present for Christmas that I've never used, a little sausage maker.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ordered.
Did you get the casings?
Well, they didn't give me the casings.
Okay.
All the stuff and a little gun you got to shoot it through. And if you ever, since we're all risque and horrible on this show today, I've watched the Diners, Drives, and Dives every day. And the gal put this beautiful, hell of a chef, and she put this, all the meat inside this, whatever they call it, the hopper.
Right.
And it comes out, and she puts the casings over that tube coming out.
Yeah.
It's coming out fast. I said, Pam, this, she goes, don't say it. Mm-hmm. She's jerking a guy. I mean, it's horrible. I'm going, that's like she's in the shower with this pig or something. He said, it just was horrible. Anyway, I'm making my own. I don't know what I don't know if you have a recipe yet, but I ordered the tubes, the pig intestines, the cow intestines, our casings. I ordered the casings.
Casings.
From Amazon.
Okay.
And they came in, and I got a whole aluminum bag full of, they're probably like cow rubbers. I don't know what they're
pretty much.
Yeah, they're, anyway, cow parts. Pam goes, you're making sausage? You go, yes, we're going to eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try it because I get all these gifts. I look at them every Christmas time that I never use.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're listening, children and in-laws, if I don't have a dash cam of the top quality dash cam under my Christmas tree in a couple of weeks, I'll be down at the day after Christmas at Best Buy buying my own.
Yes.
I already told them. I'm not buying it yet, but I'm getting one just because of those e-bikes. But anyway, yeah.
That's a good idea. I need to get mine out of a box that it's in.
Well, Mr. Uber driver.
Yeah.
You need to have that.
I do. I've been thinking that for a little while.
So, yeah, we have to talk about that someday. All the Uber drivers, dash cams that face backwards, they get all kinds of bad stuff. You get some gnarly people in there.
Yeah, you can. I've, you know, from a couple years ago when I was, you know, I would go and I'd pretty much drive all day, or I drove at night a lot. And I don't do the night drives anymore. I'm a daytime driver, mornings. Mm-hmm. People are still going places on the weekends. A lot of people going to work, a lot of people going to just hang out, do fun things. Saturday, it's mm-hmm. more of a relaxed day. And usually at 9 or 10 a.m., less people are drunk. So yeah. I have a better time with that. I've had some hungover people. Got a couple of weeks ago. Picked him up, and he's like 30 seconds like, so do you drink? I go, well, you know, not so much. You know, I'm more into the Uber thing and driving now, so it kind of gets in the way. Didn't want to go into the whole, you know, situation. But he's like, oh, I got so drunk last night, blah, 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 you know, and I was taking him to go get his car where he'd left it. At least he was, you know, responsible. But I'm just going, man, I just don't miss that, you know. And I kept away from that. I mean, yeah, you know, here in the beach cities, you can walk to almost any bar.
Yeah, you know, well, and it's where I go. We left our tent on Friday night at 9:15, and it's Christmas time. Mm-hmm. I was begging there would be a checkpoint on PCH.
Oh, yeah.
So I wasn't drinking. I wanted to drive through it.
Mm-hmm.
Just I'm going to get pulled over this. My goal is to get pulled over. And I've been telling everybody now, because of all my surgeries and I can't turn my head, I will never, ever, ever do a field sobriety test.
Right.
So I've done that before. And it's designed to make you fail.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just horrible. So,
you know, the big one, they go, hey, how about saying them ABCs backwards? And you go, I can't do that sober.
That's right. You can, I know.
Okay.
And they say, don't sing it. Don't sing it for, you know, whatever way they want.
Cops
so just don't
rules.
Do it. And, you know, I would have to tell them, take me in, and I'll blow, and I'm going to give you, and you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And 'cause if you saw me do the field sobriety test now, you'd think I was drunk. My neck, nothing works.
Right.
I kind of walk like an old man anyway. So
yeah, I got some injuries.
Yeah,
I've got this and that going.
You know, try and keep it going, go to the gym every day, but if you're listening, well, don't drink and drive anyway.
Seriously, there's so many options.
Yeah.
An Uber is so much more convenient. You spend the night.
Yeah, I've been a good boy since 17 years, and I remember I didn't get in trouble for that because it was low.
Right.
But, I don't even think about driving because you'll be going to jail forever. And you don't kill somebody. You'll ruin your life, other lives, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then these other, you know, people are always doing every night, hit and run. They get caught eventually.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was trying to get pulled over. But nobody was out there.
I am.
Well, I did this like 50 years ago. 40-some. I was in that club called the Active 2030 Club as a precursor to Rotary.
Yeah.
And I wasn't married to Pam yet. We were meeting in Hermosa Beach, and it was called Brett's place, George Brett's.
Oh,
and
okay.
He had his bat there. The famous pine tar bat was up there and stuff.
I have no idea that this existed. This is – tell me more. This is great.
It was where it was called C.J. Brett. Yeah, C.J. Brett's.
Okay.
And – another guy, a realtor, owned half, and George owned half, and it was right across from my office.
Nice.
And I was in Manhattan, and it was across from La Coco's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an old bar, a restaurant that's no longer there.
I remember the chain.
And it was all, that was Coco's.
Oh, okay.
La Coco's. It was a Hawthorne family. A lot of them went to my high school.
All right.
And the rumor was, they owned a place in Inglewood called the Cockatoo, which is now a hotel.
That was in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
Jackie Brown.
Yes. That's the exact same place.
And I've been wondering where it was.
And it has Imperial and Hawthorne Boulevard, now a hotel.
Okay, and there's a dispensary there too.
Of course there is.
And of course there is.
These, Hawthorne's got like 100 of them.
I know.
Half of their council's been to prison, I think.
it smells funny over there.
Yeah, it does. And I know a lot of them have been in trouble. But, yeah, the Cockatoo, anyway, was they were known to be somebody. Everybody's, who knows? But in fact, 40 years ago, what would I know? Someone said they were hooked up, but I go, I don't care what hooked up is. How's the food?
Yeah.
But I still have some matches in my house of the Cockatoo.
That's great.
Yeah, and, you know, they filmed the rest of that movie was at the Delamo Mall.
Yeah, I knew that. Before they redesigned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old
back.
Yeah. Well, it came out in 94, 95. About 95, 96. It was mid-90s.
I don't really remember. I have no idea. I remember I watched it.
Yeah.
But I was, now where was I going? I said 40 years ago. What was I doing?
Active 30?
Yeah. T.J. Bratz.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was during the holidays. And we were doing something. And I said, well, I'm not going to have any cocktails at all. And it wasn't for a month. It was for a day or so.
Yeah.
And so I went to leave. I was leaving C.J. Bratz early. And because my club was still meeting,
mm-hmm.
I looked across the street. La Coco's parking lot was two cop cars, like facing, lights off, but facing where I was.
Yeah.
The exit. And I could see, because there were lights behind them, there were officers in the car. You know, the lights, it was black. They were sitting there.
Yeah.
And the only reason they were there is to look for drunks.
Right.
And I pulled out a white Bronco, 84 white Bronco. OJ, but he had an 86, I think.
Uh-huh.
I pulled out. I purposely ran over the curb going out. Cut the curb short. I bounced. You know, the Bronco bounce. And I kind of gave it a little cheek, 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 going down the street, heading south.
Yeah.
And, boy, within 1 minute, I got lit up. Mm-hmm. Both of them.
Wow.
And they were watching me. And what? They pulled me over, obviously. And yeah. They wanted me to do the drug test. Unfortunately, I did the drug test.
Yeah.
I passed it. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, you haven't been drinking. I said, no.
Yeah.
He goes, well, you ran over the curb. I said, I saw you.
Uh-huh.
And I did. I told him I did it on purpose. I wanted to see if you'd come and get me.
Right.
They were not happy.
I was going to say.
So, you know, I'm a designated guy. I was leaving early, so the rest of the drunks already left.
Yeah.
They left it. They saw me get pulled over. They know the coast was clear.
It's the old run pass option.
Yeah, the cops didn't like it. And I don't remember. I think they were Hermosa cops, which I never cared about. But I've told that story to cops since many times.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I've embellished it way better than that. But, cops hated that story.
I bet.
Because I said, you know, I just want to see your reaction. And I thought they overreacted.
Yeah.
And they were yelling at me. I said, they go, you don't smell it? I said, I have not drank anything. Not one stupid thing in how long?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say none of your business, but, you know, like on Facebook and TikTok, they have their little vignettes down the reels. People are always messing with the cops.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mess with them like that.
No. It took a couple years of police science. That's something that's ingrained into my head. Just, do not play with cops.
Just be nice to them. But I said, no, I just wanted to see your reaction. Sure enough, you pulled me over. But if you want to piss off a cop, just pull over on purpose.
Yeah.
But or drive through the I had my daughter drive us through a checkpoint once down in Redondo Beach. And the cops were looking at me, and I was a passenger. Mm-hmm. They were laughing.
Yeah.
And I said, nope, I'm wasted. Well, you.
That's why
I'm not driving. But anyway, it's hard for those of you that don't drink ever. If you're used to it, it's hard around the holidays. People are party, party, party.
Yeah.
And I don't stick around and hang out anymore. We went up to last Wednesday night. We went up to El Segundo to see Feed the Kitty at Rock and Brews in El Segundo.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think I'll be going. It was horrible. I won't be going back. Thank God we showed up, and another family that we know pretty well showed up.
Yeah.
So they'd have like six fans there.
Okay.
It was cold. And half the building's outside. You know, it's open.
It was a night before Thanksgiving.
It was. And I'm cracking up going, thank God we showed up. They'd be playing to nothing. And I remember at this desk on that radio show, I listened to it again, that DVD you gave me.
Yeah.
It was 10 years ago. I asked him, what do you do when you have five people in the audience? He goes, we like that. We can interact more, and we don't change our gig.
Right.
Whether we have 5,000 or five people. So I reminded him of that little thing. You know, they played great, but they were told to close up 1 hour early. They got the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, good, because I don't want to stay anymore. But the food sucked.
Yeah.
The one in Torrance.
Uh-huh.
Officially Torrance, they call it Redondo. Like tomorrow night, the $7 burger, that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I've eaten there, but there's too many kids running around.
Okay.
You know, you have kids and dogs inside.
Okay.
Which is no fun. All these places.
The count is owing, too.
So we're going to go tomorrow night, probably. They're playing. And then maybe Friday we'll go see them. But
so I see they're doing that Serendipity thing, is a new residency on Sunday mornings, 11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Just saw them post that. I'm going to have to try to drop in.
I went and talked to the manager. I think I got him that gig.
Nice.
I helped get him for it.
Yeah.
And I got the Rotary in there for a big party. And I told him, try that out. If you get this band in here and you don't get a big boost, then fire them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went on Facebook and stuff and made sure we had a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
The place was packed, standing room only, and it was their regulars plus a bunch of Feed the Kitty people.
Cool.
And it was kind of funny, Pam. I went there early in the morning. Or after the gym, I went there about 9 o'clock.
That's early.
And, yeah, Sunday morning, they were there because they have breakfast. And I asked for that table right in front to reserve it, and they did. And I got there, and once Pam and I and my sister sat down, then it wasn't reserved anymore. People had the same old people in the morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's trouble. When you don't have a cocktail, you notice everybody else having a cocktail.
Right.
But it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Get out of here. Anyway, the food at Serendipity. It's at 1800 something PCH.
Mm-hmm.
It's across from Torrance.
Uh-huh.
And it's the probably as far south as you can go in Redondo Beach on PCH. And it's used to be Ortega 120, and they kept the same bar, and they painted it up. It's odd. It looks like, I called it the Jetsons meet 1960 Palm Springs.
Mm.
It looks kind of, trying to be modern, mid-century kind of avocado color and these skinny legs on the chairs.
Yeah, yeah.
The bar is not drinking or not. It's not the kind of place you and I are going to walk in and have a beer because it just looks... The bar belongs probably in West Hollywood.
Right.
The whole look of the place, and it's not. Now, which is not a big deal, but that's the first thing you see. And the food is incredible.
Wow.
And it's cheap.
Okay.
If you want to go for happy hour and you're drinking, their drinks are 2 ounces. 2 ounce pours are $5, $4 to $5 each.
And that's a good deal.
And the food, they have like 2 pages of really good food on happy hour for $4.
Wow.
And I said, you're not going to make any money. He goes, well, we'll try it as long as we can.
Yeah.
But we there had breakfast. The guy suggested a cheeseburger omelet. Now, we don't go to breakfast.
Yeah.
I just don't. We just don't. So anyway, I tried it. It came out. It looked gross. It looked like a big omelet with all the colors, mayonnaise, and ketchup and mustard, like zigzagged along the top of the eggs.
Okay.
You cut open with bacon. Hash browns,
yeah,
and a lot of cheese and beans, and they also gave you a side of hash browns, which I haven't been eating any of that stuff lately, but I thought I'm going to eat it today. And it was really skinny, pushed down, flattened hash browns, crispy on both sides, absolutely incredibly good.
Nice.
And the burrito, well, I will never order it again.
Yeah,
I would. If you go there, I'd suggest you order it. If you like a cheeseburger,
I do.
It's a or if you like a Big Mac, or I mean, either whether it's not your gourmet, whatever, it's a Big Mac kind of taste,
right?
Or any one of those fast food places. It was really good, and so like $6-7 in the morning. So I would suggest it's really good place. So they play it, not this. Oh, they didn't play last Sunday. They play day before yesterday. They did not play. They're starting again full time this coming Sunday, which we'll probably go 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So join us. It's actually good, and then. We don't go to HT
because
I'm not going to spend all day in the
bar. Yeah, I already saw you guys once today.
They play, I can hear the same song again. Sorry, I love you, but I'm not going to go.
Right.
But I would say Serendipity Restaurant in Redondo Beach, and it's 1800 something.
Yeah.
And you will, I will guarantee you like it.
Okay.
But I went there, parking's underneath the structure, though. It's street level, but the structure's all raised.
Uh huh.
So I went there to get my reservation, and I parked. It looked like it was after a war. There was nobody there. We went back at 11:15, and I couldn't find a place to park. So it gets crowded. And
okay.
People live in that building too. It's a great place.
Okay.
There's houses above it. So anyway, Serendipity. That's where Feed the Kitty played, and it was really good.
Cool.
I'm promoting Redondo Beach things here. And then what else is going on? We have a...
So I think our band actually has a thing in January.
Your band?
Yeah.
Where?
It's at this place on 182nd called Trusted Gut Tap Room Brewery. It used to be...
King Harbor.
Used to be that. And these people...
huge venue.
They're from Long Beach. Another tap room beer company called Trusted Gut. And apparently they bought this space... there was some transition because a few months ago it was being transitioned and now it's this place completely owns it. Trusted Gut. They're originally from Long Beach, but I had a couple friends when I mentioned it months ago. They're like, oh yeah, I like that place. They're pretty good.
Trusted Gut.
Yeah, which is just an odd name. You know, when you're trying to sell food or beverages.
Well, if it's clean ham, it's called Trusted Butt.
Ah, okay.
There you go. So I popped that right out of my rear.
But they're, they're so long ago, so I was still drinking. It's pretty good beer.
Is it the same beer as the King Harbor Brewery?
No, this company has their brand of beers. They're another local brewery, I guess. They're everywhere. You can swing a.
Yeah, the owner of that place also owned a couple places on the International Boardwalk.
Uh huh.
And Pam and I went there right. Right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
and we had a couple beers and we had dinner there. It's very small on the water, and not really upscale. You've been down there. It's just a regular little bar.
Oh yeah, I've been to their place.
And the owner, supposed to have him on the show. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he was expanding and everything. We met his wife and kids that night.
Wow.
And then the pandemic hit, and he sold everything not long after that.
Okay.
And I won't use his name. Anyway, I know him very well. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's built that King Harbor Brewery.
I went there to their place a number of times.
Yeah.
They were one of my favorites. And I went to this tap room over here. I was like, oh, you got a place that's closer to me, you know. I went there on a couple weekends, watched some college football.
The tap room on...
it's at Artesia. 182nd and Kingsdale.
Kingsdale. Well, that's a tap room. They have another one on Artesia, you said, or right over here? Oh, you're talking about the one on 182nd.
Yeah, the one on 182nd. So
it's a nice, huge place. We had a party there a couple times.
Yeah. Now, they had asked if we could do a thing on February...
3rd.
December 28th. And I'm going to be out of town. And I was like, yeah, you know, thanks, but...
So when are you doing it?
It'll be January 24th. It'll be a Friday night. We're playing early, like 7 to 9. They close at 9.
Might be able to do that.
You know.
January, you said the first was going to be December 28th. That's Pam's birthday.
Yeah, we're not doing that. I'm out of town. It's my annual.
You're going to be Oakland.
Yeah.
You're on January what?
24th. Friday, January 24th.
Okay.
Yeah, two-hour show, 7 to 9.
7 to 9. You know, I'm not going to do it right now. You have to remind me.
Yeah.
Tell me so I can put it in early.
It's quite a bit away, but I just...
Well, I'm a busy man here. We have to keep, figure this out.
But I just, talked to the person. Like, a number of months ago, they were just getting their music thing figured out, and they didn't book us then. But, a couple of weeks ago, I got a message that they're doing this thing, kind of a Christmas, New Year's thing. And I'm like, oh, that's nice, but, I'm going to be out of town. I even asked the other guys if they wanted to do like an unplugged or an acoustic thing. I'm not going to be here. And they're like, nah, we're not going to do it without you. So I'm like, told the guy that runs the, music thing over there, couldn't do that, would like to play in the future. And he goes, he said, we'd like to have you in the future. And I'm like, how about in January? And then he's kind of a funny guy. Like, I don't know, maybe I just need to be more direct. I figure we're talking about booking the band to think you're on the same page, but apparently he got lost in translations, took another week to, go, okay, I am officially asking, can we book this date this time?
Right. You gotta go for the kill.
Yeah, I thought I was pretty clear on that,
No, we gotta ask for the
kill. Apparently not.
As we would say, I used to tell my agents who worked for me, I said, get the check.
Yeah.
You got to get the contract, whatever.
Bottom line. Signature, check, whatever it is.
So many people go out into appointments, and they would try and sell you an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Whether it be a renter's or a home or a business or anything. And I remember one guy came back, and he goes, I got a story, Steve. I gave this guy an hour-long presentation on this condo association, and I went back to see if he could let me close the deal. He said, well, thanks for the presentation, but I actually had another guy come over from Farmers and sell me the policy.
Wow.
And I told him about it, but he said, no, I'm here, so you might as well do it with me.
Yeah.
And I told my agent, I said, he goes, can you do something about it? I said, no, because there's no written contract. I said, the moral of the story is get the check. I used to drop an F-bomb.
Right,
get
right,
the
right.
F and check.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
A handshake doesn't count in this world. In business, you have to get a check. And once you get the check, now the credit cards or Venmo, all this other stuff, so you can get money right away now.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, if you don't get something inked, you ain't going to get anywhere. I'm trying to get this deal inked right now I'm helping that cannabis people. Hopefully we can get that place in South Redondo leased.
I hope so.
I'm hoping so, too, so I can make a few shekels. But
the long drive to Torrance.
It is, and they'll have one here by the top secret location.
Oh,
I'm
cool.
Thinking. But it's people in North Redondo, and that's kind of where we're at, obviously. They think they're being abused by the city.
Uh-huh.
They get all the massage parlors and the foot massage.
Yeah.
And which is, if the cops went in any one of those places on Artesia, they could arrest anybody there.
Just a new one popped up recently. I just laughed as I, kind of went by. I'm like, didn't we just close one? Another one. Here's his competition, or his brother just opened up.
They all have doors. All these little private rooms here.
Mm-hmm.
And geez, the sign says $15 for a foot massage.
Right.
You know, so yeah, my wife once asked me, how are they making any money? I said, oh, honey, never mind. So she's, remember, I think I told you this on air.
When
I was elected. I was advised by the city attorney, Mike Webb.
Yeah.
Never go to a massage parlor, period.
Yeah.
Because you will be there the day they're raided.
Robert Kraft.
Yep. Well, he's an asshole anyway.
He is, I mean.
He probably owned the place.
Right.
And he bought his way out. And he's so rich, he didn't care about social media.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not rich. So I was mayor and council, and they would just brutalize you.
Do
they get busted at these places?
No, you happen
to be there? And I don't care about the citizens, because they didn't vote for me for re-election anyway.
Yeah.
But I care about my wife.
Right.
I was just getting the back rub. All right, honey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Stay away. If you want to keep your future, stay away from those places.
Yep.
Especially where you live.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
that was another. You had a couple rules. Were never to go to a massage parlor.
Something about sanitation.
You don't even shake hands with a trash company.
Yeah.
And which is funny because I'm still friends with them. I got some new trash cans showing up. And I called them for some special pickups, my old refrigerator and things, or stove. And been, okay, we'll work it out. And I said, you know, I haven't been elected for 8 years.
Yeah.
They still do that. But, yeah, you're not supposed to talk to them.
Right.
Because you look at them, they're notorious for getting politicians, low-grade politicians, convicted. And a low-grade means you're a council member in a city.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you don't have your finger or your thumb on the pulse of society. You don't have the nuclear code. You're hoping the person at the market, when they see you, doesn't bitch at you.
Yeah.
That's the number one. The mayor and manager, don't bitch at me. But,
anyone just needs to take a look at, you know, so many shows out there, and it's like, you know, when they're talking about those people from New York with the vowels at the end of their name, and they're like,
right, yeah.
Yeah, what's your job there, Henry? I'm a union delegate.
The union delegate, that's all they are. Your hands are all soft and nice. He goes, yeah, I'm a union delegate.
Union delegate.
Yeah, the whatever. So, well, I had no notes, but we're talking about, what, Artesia, hookers. What else can we? Well, we can talk about football,
that Raider game, that ending was just...
Well,
you know,
it wasn't...
Comical.
It wasn't Kansas City's fault the Raiders effed up. They're blaming Patrick Mahomes for something.
Well... So,
you know, they're making jokes about it. The guy hiked it.
Yeah.
It hit the quarterback's belly.
Who wasn't looking. Apparently, he was signaling...
Because it's the Kansas City Chiefs. You can't bet against them because they got karma.
Yeah.
I've lost two bets this year. I didn't bet this weekend.
I actually... won money on that Raider game.
Because you took the Chiefs.
I took the points. I didn't think the Raiders would win. And I'm sitting there watching it going, I know they're not going to win this game. They're just the Raiders. They're just not going to win this game.
Yeah, yeah.
Not this year's version of the Raiders, you know. However, I have this thing about a lot of times when it's a holiday, the team that plays at home, they don't do as well. Because they got distractions. They got wife, they got kids, you know, this and that. Family members coming into town wanting extra tickets. They just want to get through the holiday and get to the game and probably spend a little time with their family. The team on the road, they're like, it's us. It's us 55 and our coaches, and we're not at home. You know, we had Thanksgiving on Tuesday with the family, and now we're in another city, and, you know, we're in a hotel. We got business to do, even if we're not the best team. And then they're like, we're on national TV. Maybe we can win one. So they come out semi-motivated, and, you know, played a good game. But
they did.
It was like a two-touchdown spread. And I'm like, Kansas City hasn't beaten anyone by two touchdowns in a couple of weeks.
It was that big a spread? Really?
14 points. It came down to 13.5, and I knew I was on the right track.
Yeah, I would have taken that. I didn't pay attention this week.
But anyway, they almost won. I was like, they should have just kicked the field goal at 15 seconds. But I know they wanted to get closer, and, you know.
I can't miss in field goals. And I didn't watch all the games.
Yeah, he missed one like 10 minutes before that. So I was in that back of my mind, too. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I trust that guy either.
Because it was Friday night, right? It was Friday.
Friday afternoon, yeah. Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the black and silver Friday.
Yeah.
Choked. Most teams choke against the Kansas City Chiefs nowadays anyway. That's why they win by a few points at the end.
Yeah.
And they do get all the calls. That's not even a joke anymore.
Yeah.
And no one wants to piss off that coach and that quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But the Raiders should have won. They could have, but they did what all the other teams do against the Chiefs. They choked in the last play.
Yeah, and they left 9 points on the board. So that play at the end wasn't it. I mean, you know, you always remember the last play of the game. But like you said, the drive before that, their kicker missed his third field goal of the game.
Yeah.
And the ones before that were kind of chip shots. And he's generally a good kicker, but he kicks indoors a lot. So.
Well, that happened with Pittsburgh. Oh, no, not Pittsburgh. Baltimore the other day with their classic. He's the best kicker ever, probably.
I was just going to say, he's been good for years. He's been super solid, and he's like so inconsistent this year. He's missing extra points, field goals.
That's why it's hard to bet. Again, I say bet. I bet $10 to $20.
Yeah.
That's all I do. And I bet parlays, so one of them hits. I bet all high odds. So one hit back at the beginning of the year, and it gave me a couple hundred, $500 or something.
Yeah.
It gives you some money to play with all years.
Exactly.
And it's running out.
That's pretty much what I do with it. And then actually, the only game I didn't pick correctly this week was Baltimore and Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
So I had 15 out of 16 games. And
you still wouldn't have won the parlay because you missed one. Damn it.
Not a parlay, but I'm in a pool. It's a $5 entry every week. So I won 50. It's the second time of the season that I've won.
That's hilarious.
And overall for the season, I'm in second place, which there's a little cash payout for first and second, too. So.
Well, it's part of a group?
Yeah, there's only about 10 of us.
Okay.
And my friend Rob's been running it.
I tried that once. I actually won.
No point spreads in this, though, just winners.
I won one of those suicide pools. What do they call it?
Oh, yeah, elimination.
$5,000.
Yeah, those are trippy.
27 years ago.
I've never tried one of those.
I did, and I won a lot of money. It was good. And then the following year, I went to do it, and it was the guys running it happened to be farmers insurance people, but they didn't work for my district.
Yeah.
And I didn't know they were the ones in charge of it, so I was already in. It doesn't matter who's in charge, but that was kind of funny. And then I was a council member. I just won. And somewhere down the line, a few months later, Redondo Beach police chief, having coffee with him, he goes, you ever heard of that suicide pool going around?
Oh.
Down here at that address? I went, yeah, why? He goes, I know you've heard about it.
Yeah.
Because almost every cop in my department's in on it.
I was going to say, you guys aren't immune.
So just be advised. Because I'm not after you. I don't give a damn. I don't care. This guy's retired now anyway, so it's okay.
That's funny.
I said, but just be advised. And, you know, you might pick up your cash someday, and there'll be somebody there. You don't get to keep it.
Uh-huh.
You know, or who knows? Your name's on file somewhere.
Yeah.
So I didn't get back in it anymore.
Now, as the player, I don't really know if you're legally in trouble. Other than you're sort of knowingly participating in something that might be a gray area.
It's an illegal gambling. I don't know if you're in trouble yourself, but...
The bookmaker is. Bookmaking is illegal.
But worse yet, is the mayor doing it?
Well, they'll come up with new laws.
You make the news.
Yeah.
So the bookmaker, one of those things, don't make the news.
No.
The mayor of any city. I don't care what city it is.
Well, no, of course.
You make the news.
100% and that, correct. There.
Oh, yeah, it sucks. And, in fact, it's coming up. New elections coming up soon. Redondo didn't go onto the fall schedule like everybody else did. They have their own election in March.
Uh-huh.
And there's like four or five candidates. And,
for mayor.
For mayor.
Yep.
And I've been asked a few times. I have one more chance to do it, and I'm not doing it. Not an effing chance, especially with social media.
Sure.
And, plus shows like this or anything else, I'm way too open.
Well, we fix that. I mean,
I don't care. I mean, it's all on the record, but it's amazing. I looked at my wife. She goes, "Don't even think about it." My dad, my kids want me.
You're
to
much
do it.
Happier now.
Yeah, my kids want me to do it because they kind of think it's fun.
Yeah,
I go, now these people are assholes. Not everybody in the city, like 25 people.
Right.
And don't even censor that word. They're total corrupt, mentally corrupt. They're limited in everything in their life, so they have to go after people, and they don't like it.
Yeah.
You say one thing, and they want their person to win, they go after you. The current mayor admitted to doing the memes about Pam and myself.
Right.
We have the emails on that. So people just, they go crazy, and it's just no fun.
Not at all.
Because the President of the United States, whether you love him or hate him, they're hiding behind Secret Service, or hiding behind everything. You can't walk up to a president at Vaughn's Market.
You can't get away with it.
You know, if you were to try something funny,
that'd be better not, six guys with mirrored shades and black suits on you.
Nowadays, yeah, so it's worse now than it ever has been.
Of course.
But I would, you know, if you have even a council member, again, they don't know council members as much as mayors.
Yeah.
But if you go anywhere, it could be a liquor store, it could be a Vons, it could be a car dealership, you better be able to say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And you better be willing to spend some time there. If they want to talk to you, you're talking.
Yeah.
Because if you tell somebody, I can say, my wife just got run over by the bus outside, I have to go.
Yeah.
They would be on next door on social, and then next door on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, or X.
MFing you.
Yeah, you can't do anything. And then they'll tell 500 people.
Yeah. No, the person that you have a good conversation with, yeah, they'll tell their husband or wife, maybe their neighbor, maybe another friend. They're not going to post about it. But you upset them, it's out of the bag.
But you know that going in. I have no problem with it because you know it. However, I'm not jumping into that pile of shit again. It's just the things they said that we had messed up, they were going to fix them.
Yeah.
That's 8 years ago. They still don't fix them.
No, they always say that.
The pier is still a shithole.
It is.
So if you come to
Redondo Beach, cracks, just bigger.
Yeah, same cracks. Sounds like my ex-wife. Just bigger. All right, with that.
That's a good way to end. That's a super high note.
Ah, there you go, everybody.
And we don't have to do it too soon on that one.
We're good. Yeah. Just looked up. We got minutes to go. Just same old. Ooh. Anyway, yeah, it's I'm assuming she's whatever. That's fine. I don't know what that was, a closeout.
We were on a high note, like George Costanza, man.
All right, everybody, we're out. I'm gone. See
you. See you next time.
But in the end, there's just no place like home. Redondo Beach. Woo! One hell of a city. Help! And we'd like to thank the folks who feed the kitty.